30 years ago this month, Vietnam and China fought a brief but bloody border war. The conflict lasted less than a month, but as many as 60,000 people may have died. Neither side likes to talk about it much. NPR's Michael Sullivan sent this letter from Hanoi.
Communist Vietnam takes great delight in celebrating its victories against the French and the Americans. Lavish public ceremonies are held commemorating both events, but the state-run media here has been absolutely silent about the anniversary of the border conflict with Communist China, a war started by China to punish Vietnam for, among other things, its invasion and occupation of Cambodia that ended the brutal four-year rule of the Chinese-backed Khmer Rouge. The Chinese attack on the morning of February 17th caught the Vietnamese off guard. The fighting that followed flattened many towns and villages as the Chinese pushed more than 20 miles inside Vietnam. But in the end, they were beaten back. So why don't the Vietnamese celebrate this victory, too? Basically because the Vietnamese government has decided it doesn't want to remember, focusing instead on the present and the growing trade relationship between the two former foes. Chinese tourists, not tanks, roll across the border these days. More tourists come to Vietnam from China than any other country. And a newly completed tunnel and highway from Nanning make it easier for cheap Chinese exports to find their way to Vietnamese markets. Trucks and trains loaded with raw materials from Vietnam head the other way to help fuel China's factories. Vietnamese policymakers are so wary of antagonizing their powerful neighbor that even the headstones of those who died in the conflict are sanitized. In the border town of Lang Son, the headstones of those who died in the wars against the French or the Americans say as much, but those killed fighting the Chinese get a cryptic, "died defending their country," with a date the only clue how or against whom. Vietnam's official attitude towards its powerful neighbor angers many Vietnamese nationalists who have long viewed China with suspicion. In September, a Chinese website published detailed plans of a Chinese invasion of Vietnam. China's government dismissed the plans as a hoax, but it took 2 days to remove them from the website. More proof for the Vietnamese nationalists of their neighbor's hostile intent. This distrust of their northern neighbor is not something Vietnamese are encouraged to discuss openly. Cyber dissidents are sometimes jailed or harassed for questioning the government's handling of border issues and territorial claims. In this one-party state, criticism of the government, read the party, simply isn't tolerated. Which is why this anniversary is passing virtually unnoticed in the official media, but not in the blogosphere, where many are angry, not just ultranationalists, but others too in this largely Buddhist nation, who believe the dead deserve more respect. One blogger, a reporter, complained his paper had nothing about the war, only headlines about real estate prices, online betting, and plans to increase the price of electricity. But what about the blood and bones of our people and our army at the border, the blogger wrote. 30 years on, we dare not mention a word. Is this right, he asked, and then for emphasis, is this right? The short answer in this one-party state seems to be, it's right if the party says it is. And that's not only true here, but in China, too, where the state-run media has also been quiet about the little war that wasn't 30 years ago this month. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.